Joe has lived in a house across from the Dream Street tract since 1958. The field had been farmed for the entire four decades: strawberries, sweet corn, cauliflower, cantaloupes, watermelons. The farmer sold the produce at a classic California fruit stand under the eucalyptus trees at the busy northwest corner of the property. In the spring every year, families came from miles around to pick their own strawberries by the basket. Eat two, put one in the basket. Eat three, put one in the basket. Joe smiled. Joe had run up to the corner store that morning. When he returned, the Caterpillar 140G scraper had been dropped off right in front of his house. He'd heard they were planning to build 137 houses, but the construction might be delayed for years because of trouble with a federally listed endangered species, the Delhi Sands flower-loving fly. Joe was wrong on both counts. 134 homes were already approved and construction was starting immediately. Mitigation money had solved the flower-loving fly problem. I asked what he thought about tract homes replacing farmland. "I'd prefer not, but it's not my land, and you can't tell someone else what to do with their land." Plus, he said, he wasn't really in a position to comment. He confessed that he was utterly implicated in Southern California's growth. Joe had spent 38 years and 8 days working for E.L. Yeager, the huge California freeway construction contractor.